Trump to Congress, Iran still poses significant threat. U.S. military to remain in Middle East. By Olivia Rondo on May 1, 2026. President Donald Trump issued a letter to Congress on the Friday deadline to keep in line with the War Powers Resolution, notifying lawmakers that the threat posed by Iran to the United States and our armed forces remains significant. So the U.S. military will continue to update its force posture in the Middle East. Addressing House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and President Pro Tempore of the Senate Chuck Grassley, RIA, in a pair of letters obtained by Breitbart News, Trump wrote, "I write to inform you of changes in the posture of United States forces in the United States Central Command Area of Responsibility, R, as part of my efforts to keep the Congress fully informed, consistent with the War Powers Resolution, Public Law 93-148. The decades-old resolution lays out a 60-day deadline for the president to withdraw American military forces from conflict. Unless Congress makes the declaration of war or otherwise authorizes the military to use force. Friday marked 60 days since Trump first notified Congress that the U.S. had struck Iran on March 2. Trump wrote, "On March 2, 2026, I reported to the Congress that on February 28, 2026, United States forces had initiated Operation Epic Fury and begun conducting precision strikes against the regime of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I ordered that operation consistent with my responsibility to protect Americans and United States interests at home and abroad, and in furtherance of United States national security and foreign policy interests." A two-week ceasefire was ordered by Trump on April 7, and has since been extended, Breitbart News reported. "There has been no exchange of fire between United States forces and Iran since April 7, 2026," the president continued. "The hostilities that began on February 28, 2026, have terminated. The White House still believes Iran to be a threat, however. Despite the success of United States operations against the Iranian regime and continued efforts to secure a lasting peace, the threat posed by Iran to the United States and our armed forces remains significant," Trump wrote. Accordingly, the Department of War continues to update its force posture in the AR and select countries, as necessary and appropriate, to address Iranian and Iranian proxy forces threats and to protect the United States and its allies and partners. The changes made to the force posture are more fully outlined in a classified attachment to the letter that has not been viewed by Breitbart News. "I have and will continue to direct United States Armed Forces consistent with my responsibilities and pursuant to my constitutional authority to conduct United States foreign relations and as Commander-in-Chief and Chief Executive," Trump continued, before committing to keep Congress updated on noteworthy changes consistent with the War Powers Resolution. "I appreciate the support of the Congress in these actions," Trump concluded the letter. The letter to Congress came a day after Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian declared in conversation with Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi Sanae that his country is ready for new negotiations with the U.S., provided that it drops its top issues, Breitbart News's Francis Martel reported. "Iran is ready to continue diplomacy if U.S. maximalist approach stops," Pezeshkian reportedly told Takaichi, accusing the U.S. and Israel of war crimes for targeting Iranian terror leaders. President Pezeshkian, who is subservient to Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei, demanded an end to American provocative actions and suggested that the U.S. blockade of Iranian ships in the Strait of Hormuz would further escalate the situation in the region. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.